Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
This show is made possible by the following sponsors.
Napier Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out NapierSettlement.org for fantastic dates for this summer's Napier Nights Concert Series. The final weekend for Napier Nights is August 21st and 22nd. Mike and Joe will be there, and Simply Elton. And you can check out other dates for upcoming events: Oktoberfest, October 2nd and 3rd, and All Hallows Eve, October 16th and 17th. Check out NapierSettlement.org. Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out ArthurMurrayNaperville.com or give them a call at 630-355-6240. Hey, tell them Dolly sent you. And your first dance lesson is on the house. We love free stuff. It's all about the free stuff here. Bracconi is another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. Check out Bracconi.com or give them a call. Order the Dolly Special. Hey, I don't plan these things. I don't make these things up either. They just have it. You know what the Dolly Special is? My favorite. The meatballs. Pizza over at Bracconi's. Pizza is amazing. Check out Bracconi's.com or give them a call, 630-717-9530. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding! NapervilleTrolley.com. Hey, thanks for supporting the Dolly McCarthy Show. Sylvan Steakhouse offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with selectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Thanks to Sylvan Steakhouse for supporting the good show. All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GET-LIMO.com. And another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show is NapervilleAlarm.com. Do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at the low price of $19 a month with no contract. NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Homebridge Financial Services. Is purchasing or refinancing a home part of your summer plans? Well, if so, call the experienced mortgage professionals at Homebridge Financial Services for a free pre-qualification. Interest rates remain at historic lows and home values are on the rise. Their mission is to simplify the mortgage process, and they're proud to be your partner for the past 10. Give them a call at 630-404-4272 to get started today. Again, that number, 630-404-4272. 427 to Homebridge Financial Services.
Hey, I'm Justin Moore, and you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hi, I'm Jamie Lynn Spears, and you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Folks, this is Joe Diffie, and you're listening to my friend, the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I said hello, darling. I said hello, darling. What's up, girl? Yeah. She's bringing the news. I said hello, darling. Dolly looking swell. Dolly, so nice darling. To have you back where you belong. Dolly, hello.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. You're listening to The Good Show, The Dolly McCarthy Show. And yes, I am your host, Dolly McCarthy, where, you know, every week I bring you good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. Lots of great things going on this week in Chicagoland, in the world today. We got to focus on the positive. And here on The Dolly McCarthy Show, that's what we like to do best. We have some great guests today. We have Gil Fonger, who is the president and CEO of a non-for-profit found out about. It's called Marklund. I like finding out about these non-for-profits, things that we haven't heard yet that are doing heard about that are doing great things in our society. This one in particular is a non-for-profit organization, Marklund, that serves children and adults with profound developmental disabilities. We're going to be talking to the president and CEO of Marklund shortly. We also will be talking to the head chef over at Beyond. It's a new restaurant in Chicagoland that I happened to stumble upon. And the head chef there, Tyler Nelson, just did an amazing job with dinner. You know, it doesn't take much. I love to eat. I love food. But, you know, I don't normally do fancy restaurants. But this is fancy. But I left with a full belly. Usually when you do fancy, you kind of want to stop off at White Castle afterwards because you're still hungry. Or maybe it's me. Maybe I'm the oddball here. Maybe that's not you. But one time I did, I went to Charlie Trotter's for dinner. And this was years ago, maybe at least 15, 20 years ago. And I always wanted to try Charlie Trotter's. This is when I was making, we were making stupid money. But, you know, things have changed. But we went there. It was, I won't even tell you how much the bill was. It was ridiculous. I would never do that today. But I wanted to experience Charlie Trotter's. I left there, and I was still hungry. We had to pull over at a McDonald's and get a Big Mac. You know. But anyway, so I digress. My point is, here's a nice, fancy restaurant where you're going to be fed, and you're going to be treated to amazing food. And I just thought, you know, here's a good thing. Here's a good thing. And I invited Chef Tyler Nelson on the show. So he'll be on the show a little later on. And he's got an interesting story himself. And, you know, he's a hardworking guy. He's got kids at home and talking to him at dinner. And I just couldn't get over how much this man works. But he's got such a passion for this food. It's the farm-to-table concept. Have you heard of that? We'll talk about that a little later in the show. But all good things going on. What's the good word with you? You know, last night I have to say, first of all, today, first day, Bears training camp starts today in Bourbonnais, and I'm going to be taking the kids there next week. Hey, if you have never gone to Bourbonnais to see the Bears training camp, it's fun to see the practice, but it's also a fun place for the kids. They've got a lot of fun things for kids going on there, too. And when you're watching the Bears, you'll hear, anyway, the loud music. It's something new that the NFL teams are doing. I guess they do it in college all the time. They play the loud music. I'm not quite sure exactly why, but you'll hear music. So check out the Bears. And if you're going to go, hey, shoot me a message on Facebook or Twitter. Maybe we can meet up because I love watching my Bears. This is going to be a good year. Oh, yeah. You know, I'm a diehard Cubs fan. I have to say that every year. But Cutler checked in. He's there. Let's give him another chance. Hang on there, folks. Be patient. We'll see what happens with Coach John Fox. But it's going to be definitely an exciting year for sure. Last night I took the girls, my older two girls, to a Shania Twain concert. After 11 years of waiting, this woman has finally gotten back on tour. The girls and I, when they were very young, Shelley is now 16, going on 17 in 2 weeks, and Rachel, my 15-year-old, they used to listen to Shania Twain. We used to karaoke Shania Twain. Oh, my goodness. We know every single one of her songs. And I said to the girls, because they're big fans, I said, when Shania Twain comes into concert, I'll take you. And I've been saying that for 11 years to them. Well, finally, last night, Shelley and Rachel and I went to the Shania Twain concert, thanks to our good friends over at Allstate Arena, one of the sponsors of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Thank you, guys. We had a great time at the concert last night. Dream come true, especially for Shelley. I'm looking over at her last night at the concert, and, you know, I used to drive a minivan. I'd turn around and watch this little gal singing with her on top of her lungs with her heart out, sing her heart out to these Shania Twain songs, and it was no different last night. Just brought a little tear to my eye thinking, wow, how fast she grew up. You know, 11 years ago, she was 4 or 5 years old singing Shania Twain. And anyway, she did not disappoint last night. Amazing woman. I don't know how old she is now. I think some, maybe early 50s. But she looks amazing, amazing. The show was so much fun. So that was a good thing. Not bragging that I was at a Shania Twain concert, but, you know, 11 years later, we finally get to go to one. I'm so thrilled that I could do that with the girls last night. It's always good to do. You know, I have 5 kids, and, you know, I always bring them all together to places. Well, not so much my oldest because he's off at college, but this summer we went together. I think I mentioned this to you guys before. We went up to Wisconsin Dells. So it's not uncommon for me to take everybody. But, you know, it's important, too, when you have especially multiple kids, to take them all out for special times, we call it, one-on-one, or, you know, take 2 or maybe 3 of the 5 and, you know, just give them a little bit more attention and one-on-one love, you know. So that was what we did last night. So that was my good word. Hey, I'm going to go to a caller right now. And, you know, this gal cracks me up. This is Pat. I know I told Pat to call in because every morning I get messages from my listeners. And every morning I hear from my friend Pat Lanzini. Let me see if I can get her on the line. Pat, are you there?
I'm here.
Pat?
Hi.
Hey, Pat. Well,
how
Pat
are you?
Pat sends me a message every morning, always a positive message. And I love that you are a listener. Hey, do you have music playing on there?
Maybe
in the background,
so.
Pat?
Okay,
no, somehow I'm hearing some feedback. I'm going to have to... So anyway, Pat is always got some good words to share with me every morning, and I love it. And so this morning she sends me a message. It just cracked me up. I had this visualization of you, Pat, in your garden, singing on top of your lungs, and you're outside just watering your garden. Pat does canning. You do canning of fruits, right, Pat, and vegetables? Is that right?
You name it, I can it.
You name it. It's Pat's Canning, right? That's the name of your company?
Yes.
Great. So anyway, Pat sends me this message that she's outside with her headphones on and singing, and her neighbor shouts out, "Hey, good job, Pat." Tell us a story, Pat. Crack me up. Does it call
it
was
funny.
Today?
It was funny because I was out there, you know, looking at my poor garden because I haven't watered in a couple days. And I'm just saying, I have Michael Bublé in my ears. And I just...
Really?
And that song, Hold On.
From a guy.
I'm
yeah.
sorry?
Go ahead.
But anyways, I hit the high note, and my neighbor, who, again, I had headphones on, and he yells over the fence, "Hey, Pat, you sound great."
I love
said,
that.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Hilarious. I love that. Hey, Pat, what's the good word? So, besides making me laugh in the morning with your funny stories, and she does have a lot of funny stories, Pat also goes around town. You may have seen her picture on my Facebook page. She runs around town with my mug. You crack me up. And you get pictures of some local celebrities and people in your town. You're in Highwood, right? So
yeah, I literally just got back from the dentist, got my teeth cleaned. And so you'll be seeing a picture with Dr. Tom Fiocchi, his assistant.
Get out. You did not.
Yeah.
You got a mug shot with your dentist. Okay, this is a friendly reminder to all of you. Go get your teeth checked.
Yeah, thanks.
I love all your posts. You're driving everybody in Wildwood crazy with that Dolly mug.
they asked me, I love it. On Wednesdays we have the, a lot of people still call it the farmer's market, but there are no farmers here in the Highwood Gourmet Evening Market on Wednesdays. And last night, yesterday was like crazy busy day as usual, so I didn't have Dolly mug with me, but three people said, where is the mug? And so it's funny how people are coming to me saying, oh, let's do a picture. So we're still having a good time with it, and just never know where I'm going to be with that mug.
Yeah, look out, folks. You never know where Pat's at. Well, thanks, Pat. That's really fun, spreading the good word with even the, not just some fun things to do, you know. So I appreciate the Dolly mug being involved with all of that. It's really sweet of you.
Oh, yeah, Dolly mug is going to Rolling Meadows this weekend.
All right.
We're going to the Corn Fest. We're going to be up to our earlobes
this
in corn.
Weekend? Yeah.
Yeah.
Corn Fest and Rolling Meadows. Isn't there something going on in Highwood, too?
Not this weekend. We are down to 20 days to the Garlic Fest.
That's it, the Garlic Fest.
Yeah. Highwood will be known as Stinkwood that week. And it's going to be
a
lot of fun.
Or why Garlic Fest?
It started 5 years ago. One of the local aldermen, you know, he wanted to build up fests in Highwood. And so seeing from my post, we have fests going on constantly. We just had a Bloody Mary Fest. But with the Garlic Fest, we have a Garlic Queen and a Garlic
Bloody
Princess.
Mary.
Oh, they're so good.
I love Bloody Mary. That would be a garlic or Bloody Mary Fest. Bloody Mary Fest. I love it. Next year, I'm there. Definitely
oh, yeah.
The so Garlic
you,
Fest
you
coming up.
Okay. Judge.
Do you want to plug? I know you're such a great ambassador for Highwood. Plug away. And then I got to take
okay.
off from.
Okay, well, like I said, we just missed Bloody Mary Fest.
You got 30
but the garlic
seconds,
fest.
Pat.
Oh, okay. Garlic Fest is on the 19th, and then October 9th, 10th, and 11th is the Great Highwood Pumpkin Fest, where we're going to light up over 30,000 pumpkins, and the benefactor is the Autism Society of Illinois that I am, you know, it's close to my heart, my family, and it's just going to be an awesome sight because we are doing for the Guinness Book of World Records. And so all proceeds go to Autism Society of Illinois. We're going to have 30,000 pumpkins. We're going to beat Keene, New Hampshire, because we just need to kick their pumpkin butt. And it's going to be a great weekend. The weather's going to be great. And come on by.
Yeah, I'm excited about pumpkin fest. We went last year. Let me tell you, folks, mark it on the calendar. What's the date again, Pat? Because I'm pretty sure we worked it out with the Dolly McCarthy Show is sponsoring this event. And I'm going to get my hands in some pumpkins and carve some pumpkins, get the kids out there. And carved pumpkins be a part of this Guinness Book of World Records, the most carved pumpkins ever. Last year, how many did you do? We didn't go for the record last year.
And then the week of the Pumpkin Fest, it just rained and rained and rained. So a lot of pumpkins actually got destroyed.
What's the goal this year, though? To break the
32,000.
Record, 32,000. 32,000. Well, I could carve at least maybe five.
Well, what's great is that they're actually pre-gutted. We have a sleuth of volunteers that come, and they gut the pumpkins so you don't have to get all slimy with the seeds. And if you do gut pumpkins, you can take as many pumpkin seeds home as with you as you want. Take bags and bags.
Well,
we're more than happy to give them.
All right, let's not get ahead
a great
of
event.
It is summertime. It is summertime.
Yeah.
And but we'll put that out there for people to keep in mind for the fall, for sure. Pat, you're the best. You're a doll face. You're my number one doll face. Thanks so much for everything you do.
You're awesome.
Spreading
great
good cheer.
You.
You're awesome. Okay, Pat's canning. Do you have your website up yet, Pat?
Yes, I do.
She sent me jars of her delicious jelly. Thanks, Pat. Check out Pat's canning. And you can even order some for yourself. Thanks, Pat.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Court Carpenter. You are listening to the most beautiful, wonderful, and amazing woman ever. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Ah! Okay, I had to play that. Court Carpenter, we were at Country Thunder this past weekend and brought my wonderful intern, Tim Jacoby, along. And we had some great interviews. If you haven't seen them yet, go to my YouTube channel, Dolly McCarthy. You can also see the videos on the Dolly McCarthy Show Facebook page and on Twitter as well. great interviews with Jamie Lynn Spears. Y'all know who she is. We had an interview with the Swan Brothers. That was fun. Jamie Lynn Spears, by the way, it was hilarious. Go watch the interview. And then we had a special friend crawl up Jamie Lynn Spears' arm, and you got to see how she handled this one. It was like a tarantula, folks. I have this thing about spiders. But check it out. Check out the YouTube channel, how she handled that one. You ever see that movie Steel Magnolias about the Southern Belles? That's kind of what Jamie Lynn Spears is like. She is just beautiful, gorgeous, the sweetest thing. But, man, that girl, she can hold her own. She's fearless, put it that way. All right, especially when it comes to a spider, which I was screaming about. We also interviewed Court Carpenter, my buddy Court. Met Court 2.5 years ago. He opened up for David Lee Murphy at Scooter's Roadhouse, and you can check out my interview with Court. And then Tim got him to do a little promo for the show where he said all those nice things about me. So thank you, Court. You're very sweet. Yeah, none of which is true. No, I'm kidding. No, very sweet. Yes, I am. I am very, what did he say about me? Amazing, beautiful, wonderful. Should we play it one more time? No, I'm kidding. Let's not.
You're listening to the Molly McDarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right. Try it again.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
Okay, I do have a couple. Tim, don't let me forget these announcements. These are very important announcements that I have to make. But I'm going to go to my first guest, who's been waiting patiently on the line. We're going to be talking to Gil Fonger. I hope I'm saying you right. Gil Fonger, who's the president and CEO of Markland. It's a non-for-profit organization that serves children and adults with profound developmental disabilities. Gil, are you there?
I am.
Hi, Gil. Did I say your last name right?
Oh, you did. Very, very good.
So Gil Fonger, president and CEO. How long have you been with Markland?
Almost 5 years.
Okay. Well, like I said, I already mentioned briefly what it's about. Why don't we well, thanks first of all for calling into the show. And you're going to be helping us understand more about this non-for-profit that I had never heard of until recently. So I thought, well, we've got to have him on the show. We've got to let more people know about this. This is really an important thing. So give us a little more information about Markland.
Sure. Markland was founded actually 1954, so we've been around a long time. We're actually named after our very first client, Mark William Lund. So we were named after Mark. Mark was a baby born with Down syndrome. He also had severe cardiac issues. And he was brought to a pediatric nurse by the name of Claire Haverkamp. And that was actually the very beginning of Mark Lund, which we are the first skilled pediatric center for children with developmental disabilities in the state of Illinois. And that was in 1954. So since then, that was in North Lake. And then in 57, we moved to our present location where our the Phillips Center is the Markland Phillips Center, which is formerly called the Children's Home, is in Bloomingdale. So we've been there since 1957. And then since 2002, we have a 25-acre campus that's in Geneva, Illinois.
Okay, so your clients, I guess, is that how you would describe them?
We do.
Your clients,
mm-hmm.
or your patients, do they live there?
Yes, we have 21 children and adults now that live at the Phillips Center in Bloomingdale. Then we have 96 adults that live on our campus in Geneva. So we have 117 that live with us 24/7. They're all severe and profound developmental disabilities, non-ambulatory, mm-hmm. Most of them non-verbal. The home that we have in the Phillips Center that we have in Bloomingdale is actually a skilled nursing center. So it's really just one level below a hospital. And then what we have in Geneva is called an intermediate care facility. So it's for those that have very significant medical needs but not quite at the skilled nursing level. So they're, they're with us 24/7. We have them from our youngest is 2 years old and our oldest is 63.
Wow, quite a span there. That's true. Now, tell us what life is like there. Not only you have lots of volunteers, and imagine a facility like that going as a not-for-profit, you must have a lot of donors. And so what is life like there for your clients? Especially
well,
the one with the 96.
You know, our vision is just nine words. is making everyday life possible for individuals with profound disabilities. So really, what are those that we serve, their life is much like anyone else's life. It just takes a lot of people to make that happen. So, you know, just to give you a sense of that, it takes 325 full-time employees to make everyday life possible for 117 clients that we serve. So, many of our children go to school. The children that are in our Phillips Center, some go to public school and some go to our school. We have a school for children that have multiple needs, as well as children that are along the autism spectrum. So now we don't serve any children residentially that have autism. These are all children that are coming from local school districts. So some of our kids go to school, but they get up in the morning, they brush their teeth, they have breakfast, they brush their teeth, they get dressed, they go to school. For the adults that live in Geneva, same kind of morning routine, but instead of going to school because they're adults, they go to what's called developmental training, which is pre-vocational training for adults. So they have a very active life. We have physical therapists. We have occupational therapists. We have music therapy. We have aquatic therapy. And so there's a broad range of services that we bring along with the pre-vocational training that they receive. But we have all the different types of therapists that work with them as well.
Wow, that's quite a service you provide.
Well, and then beyond that, there's recreational activity. So like you talked about volunteers. So we have over 2,000 volunteers that serve Markland a year. In fact, frankly, just on our Geneva campus alone, we have 100 volunteer positions that we fill every week. So there's a lot of volunteers that come in here to work with our clients on activities, that go on outings with them. We have a baseball diamond that's a hard surface diamond that's suitable for wheelchairs. They go out there and they play softball. We have miniature horses. They look like about the size of a St. Bernard. These miniature horses come in, and they do therapy. Basically, we have animal therapy. We have dogs that come in that are pet therapy. So there's a flurry of activity. In fact, I'll have parents who will say, my child at Markland has a better social life than I do. When you think about all the things
like
that
they do.
It does. It starts early in the morning, it goes into the evening, and it's really a lot of activities going on all the time. And sometimes people talk to those of us at work here like we're Mother Teresa or something like this, and thinking the sacrifices we're making working with people with severe and profound developmental disabilities. And when you get to know them, each one is an individual, and they have humor, they have intelligence, they have so many things that they give to us. It's really a joy to be around those that we serve.
Oh, that's so nice to hear you say that. Well, you're really giving them a life by, helping them rise above their disabilities and doing things that everybody else gets to do in life that people with disabilities, especially profound. I don't think our society in general has shown the patience to do what you are doing every day and giving them these opportunities that everybody else is getting to do.
Exactly.
That's outstanding.
We have an annual black tie event that we do in downtown Chicago. We have about 600 people come to it each year in February. And so we do a video for that each year. And one year we did around our vision of making everyday life possible. So we basically paralleled, some kids, from our families just having baseball games or going to Target or just doing something on their own. And then we paralleled it with our clients doing the very same activities and what it took. What does it take to make that same everyday life possible for those that we serve? And so it was a really interesting parallel contrast, and I think it helps people to understand that the people we serve, they're people, just like anybody else. They have hopes, mm-hmm. they have dreams, they love, they want to live a life of significance. They are, these are just incredible people, just like anybody else that you'd like to know.
Oh, and I know, it's nice that you do that. You do provide that, but people need to know the tremendous effort and all the volunteers that go in to make that happen. And these are not just volunteers that show up and clock in. They're there. They have a passion for this. They really do care, and it's nice to have that around these children and adults that you serve with these profound developmental disabilities.
Well, let me just – we have a couple that come with their Labrador, Cole, every week, every Tuesday they come. He's the CFO of a large hedge fund in Chicago, and he works incredible hours. But he says, you know, on Tuesdays, I'm going to be on the train at 4:35 so I can be home and so I can go, my family, and we come and do pet therapy every Tuesday night. He orders his week around doing that with our clients. So it tells you the kind of profound effect, not just that people have that give of themselves, but what they're getting back from the people that they're serving. In fact, they'll tell me, I'll talk to them, and they'll say, hey, I get back more than I give, you know, from all the clients that I get to serve. So it really is significant. And I just want to say that, you know, what we do is, you know, a partnership with the state. But there's a $19,000 gap per year for every client that we serve between what the state pays us, reimburses us, and what it costs to bring this care. So it's all of these things.
$19,000 gap, Gil?
Yeah, for every client. So it's over $2 million that we have to raise every year because, you know, when I talk about therapies and activities and going on outings and things like this, working with volunteers, those are all things the state does not pay for. The state pays for sheets and eats. And so what we bring is really what makes everyday life possible. It's what we think of, you know, these activities we talked about. That is what life's about. It's not about just feeding somebody and putting them in a bed. I mean, it's really about all of these other things that enriches our lives. And so those are the kinds of things that Marklin has done now for almost 62 years that we've been in existence. And we just have a passion for it.
Wow. Wow, 62 years. Look at that. Years ago, these children would have been institutionalized and probably just sitting around a building doing not much, watching TV.
Yeah, you know, you'll see a lot of organizations like Marklin. They were established in the 50s because of parents going to these very large state institutions and they didn't have the kind of medical care that they have today. But that's exactly what it was. I mean, sometimes they'd be, you know, literally just institutionalized, chained to their beds. It was just existence. It wasn't life.
Yeah. Now, how does a family of, you know, who has a child with this profound disability, how would they, what advice would you give them? If, you know, Marklin, I'm sure you can only accept so many. Are there other?
We have a 15-year waiting list. I mean, it's a horrible situation that we presently have in the state of Illinois. There's as many people being served as are not being served. I mean, there's like 20,000 people that need services like a Marklund who are sitting at home. They're sitting in front of a TV set someplace. So it's how they get into someplace like Marklund is through there's a state process called through a pre-admission screening agency. There are about 13 of them throughout the state. So they get pre-qualified. So parents, I have a daughter with developmental disability. So I understand that process very well. And it's very difficult to actually get them actually approved to come into a place like Marklin. The state kind of has a funnel. There's a big funnel of people to get in, and it goes through a very tiny hole at the end as far as kind of who gets approved for going into settings like this.
Yeah, there's a lot of a lot of need.
But they certainly can contact us. If somebody has a need, we're absolutely always happy to help them navigate the system, because frankly, there is no one out there that helps them navigate that system very well.
Really? Now, are there other organizations, non-for-profits like Marklund, similar anyway? As a listener, I would want to know, if you can't get into Marklin, are there other organizations or non-for-profits that are doing similar, efforts?
Yeah, there's actually, might be surprised, there's a lot of actually for-profit companies that actually do this kind of work as well, more
well, we
in the southern part of the
state.
Yeah.
Nice to know. There's more out there. So there's options.
Yeah, the not-for-profits. But it's still the same kind of process. It's difficult to get in. But there are. There's organizations like Misericordia, people have probably heard of. Little City Foundation. Clearbrook. So there's certainly other fine not-for-profits, but my guess would be they have the same type of waiting list like we do, and they usually reserve kind of openings for people that are in really dire, very extreme situations. And
well, Gil, you know what? We're almost out of time here, but I wanted to at least put out your website. And if you have a fundraiser coming up, let's hear about it. And how can people, if they want to volunteer and be a part of Help Markland, how can they do it?
Sure, they can go right through our website. If they'd like to volunteer, there's a place that they can go through there to get through our website to get connected to our volunteer manager, and then they're trained. They're interviewed, then trained, and then they find out, you know, kind of what their interest is, what they'd like to try, and they can do it. They could volunteer at either site, either in Bloomingdale or Geneva. And so our website is marklund.org. It's just www.marklund.org. They get a lot of information there as far as to find out, you know, ways that they can serve. They can find out certainly a lot more about Markland through something like that, going through our website, as well as ways
all right.
to contact.
Fantastic. Oh, Gil, thanks
and then
so
our
much
next
for
fundraiser,
coming on the show today.
Well, thank
yeah,
you.
Go ahead,
we
real
do,
quick. I gotta, I'm
well,
sorry,
just
I gotta
real
cut
quick. We do have a 5K run, walk, and roll in Geneva on Sunday, October 25th. This will be our third annual, and we had 600 people last year that were part of that. So
that's a great turnout. Hey.
Yeah, all and right. you can see that through our website as well.
That's fantastic. I'm glad you mentioned that. Sorry, I have to cut you off, Gil.
No, that's all right, Dolly. Thank you.
And really appreciate you calling into the show and telling us more about Markland and the amazing things that you guys are doing. Best of luck to you, and thank you for everything you're doing.
Well, thank you, Dolly. God bless you.
That are just as important in our society. Thank you for everything you're doing.
Absolutely.
One of these days, I'm going to get over there and see it. I'd love a tour.
Oh, we'd love to. We'd love to give you a tour.
Stay in touch. And stay in touch. Okay.
We'll do.
Thanks so much, Gil. Gil Fonger, President and CEO of Markland, a non-for-profit organization that serves children and adults with profound developmental disabilities. Check out their website. All right. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Dolly, let me be your loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Dolly, let me be your teddy bear.
All right, well, if there's any event you attend this summer, you will want to be at this one. Hollywood Palms and the Dolly McCarthy Show present an Elvis Presley tribute on Sunday, August 16th. Tickets are only $25 and includes dinner, past appetizers, live entertainment featuring my pal, Ronnie B. Elvis. We're also having a look-alike contest, raffles, and more. In fact, if you bring along a brand-new teddy bear, you know Elvis and that teddy bear song, if you bring a brand new teddy bear, you can win, and get, actually, you don't have to win. You're going to get 2 free passes to the Hollywood Palms Theater in Naperville, just off of Route 59. So check out HollywoodPalmsCinema.com or call 630-428-5800. And I'll tell you, you know I love to. There's going to be a whole lot of shaking going on at that event. Don't miss out. All the proceeds will benefit the Ronald McDonald House. So those teddy bears will be going to the Ronald McDonald House. I love it. All right, quick note. At the Hollywood Palms on Monday, did you know veterans have benefits too? They'll receive free admission to the Hollywood Palms Theater on Monday. So spread the word. Speaking of our veterans, last week we had Medal of Honor recipient Alan J. Lynch on the show, and I just want to do a friendly reminder that the Swingin' for the Vets fundraiser in Marengo, Illinois, is coming up August 21st. The Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of this. If for a donation of $600, you can get a foursome of golf, and that includes lunch, the golf, 4 drink tickets, and dinner. So go to the Alan J. Lynch Foundation website and register there and be a part of this. And you get to meet our hero, one of our heroes, Alan J. Lynch, Medal of Honor recipient and Vietnam veteran. Okay. Speaking of our veterans, too, the Healing Field of Honor will be returning to Naperville November 6th through the 12th. American flags will once again be proudly displayed on Rotary Hill as they unite as a community to remember and honor the men and women of the U.S. military. They're especially going to be remembering the Vietnam War veterans. Did you know this year is the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War? And they're going to thank, honor, and highlight the services of the armed forces during the Vietnam War. So this is a really, really important opportunity and event for you to come to the Healing Field of Honor, November 6th through 12th. Mark your calendars. You don't want to miss this. This is a beautiful, the base of Rotary Hill, all of the flags will be on display, 2015 flags on display. You can also purchase one of those flags and dedicate it to a veteran or a family member, whatever you wish. And there's also going to be a replica of the Vietnam Wall there as well. It's going to be outstanding. I can't wait to see this. So please join us for that. Real quick, a couple more announcements, okay? Bear with me. And then we've got, coming on the show, Chef Tyler Nelson from Beyond. We're going to talk food with him. Not a foodie, but I'm going to be talking food with one of the top chefs in Chicago. So stay tuned. That's coming up. All right. Salute, Inc. You remember Mary Beth Byersdorf? She was on the show a few weeks ago. Well, guess what? Just want to remind you, there's going to be a 5K Salute, Inc. Home Stretch for Heroes. This is going to be taking place on Wednesday, August 12th, 6:30 p.m. It's a 5K Twilight Run and Walk that finishes on the track over at Arlington Park, Arlington International Race Course. Don't miss it. You can run, walk, and, of course, remember and help salute our veterans, our military families and members, and raise funds. All the proceeds will go towards assisting military members and their family. All right. Check out www.saluteinc.org for details and to register for that run. I will be there. Come see me. Okay, I got to play a quick tease. You know, the Dolly McCarthy Show, by the way, was just picked up by Rivet Radio. So I'm going to do a shout-out to all my new listeners on Rivet Radio. Hey, guys, don't forget to call into the show. I want to hear your good word. Send me messages on Facebook and Twitter. I'm also on Instagram. We're all over the place now. So a shout-out to all our Rivet Radio, our new Rivet Radio listeners. Great to have you. I'm so excited. Rivet Radio. All right. Let's see. Last Fling is put out by the Naperville JCs. And, Tim, I'm trying to find that promo. Daughtry is coming to the Last Fling. And that is the weekend of September 4th through the 7th. They have a big carnival, parade, concerts. And I need to play this promo here if I can find it. Oh, my goodness. Do we have it, Tim? It should be here. Of course it's here. You know, I need to get my eyes checked. I have to play this really quick. But I guess while I'm looking for that little commercial from Daughtry, he's going to be there on Saturday night. And then Sunday is Country Day. And if you go to the entertainment stage, well, I correct myself. It's actually the Homebridge Financial and the Dolly McCarthy Show entertainment stage, sponsoring that stage this year. I'm really proud to be a part of that. I don't see it, Sam. I guess I'll just do the promo. I'll read it. But we're going to have a lot of great bands over there, as well as the main stage. Of course, the main stage, Daughtry, is going to be over there. But we have the Tim. I'm trying to find this promo. I'm going to be yelling at my intern here. No, I'm kidding. I don't yell at anybody. But we need that last thing. It's not here. I got to play it. Anyway, it's too bad we don't have it because, do you see it? It's not on the board. We posted it. We logged it. We uploaded it. It's not here. How dare it?
You're listening to the Molly McDarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right. Try it again.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
All right, we're going to roll anyway. All right, so I guess I'm just going to plug this. You know, the Naperville JCs, all the proceeds from the Last Fling benefit local charities, and that's what I love about being a part of this. Some of the proceeds will go to Naperville Cares, the Rotary Club of Naperville, and on and on and on. And you may have seen this, but I was not aware. There was a front page article in the Daily Herald this past Sunday about me, so check it out. Yes, there's a little bit of my story there, and some of you already know my story, but, it's nice to I guess I'm finally able to tell my story, and I wanted to be able to do that in a way that would help others and inspire others. So read the story. I'll talk more about it next week. But I got to get to the chef at Beyond, this great new restaurant in downtown Chicago off of Michigan Avenue and Ontario in the Streeterville neighborhood. It's in a hotel. I'm trying to remember the name of the hotel. Let me just ask the chef. The head chef, Tyler Nelson, is here. Hey, how are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm good, I'm good. Are you at work now?
I am.
Okay, well, first of all, I should tell everybody. Yeah, get out of the kitchen. No, stay in the kitchen. I was very fortunate. Well, first of all, Tyler was supposed to be in the studio with me, but WCKG, where I do the show, record the show in the studio, we do it live there as well, we're in the process of moving studios. So I'm doing the show today from my home studio. I could have brought you in, Tyler, but my house is not really, and the kitchen's not the best. It's a small kitchen. So we're going to have you back on. Okay, you promise you're going to come
enough.
Back on in the studio, and I'll bring my cooktop, you know, the portable cooktop. We'll have to cook something. We'll whip something
perfect.
Up. Anyway, I just wanted to welcome you to the show and to tell people, you know, I went into your restaurant a few weeks ago, I never expected a meal like that. That was a meal to remember. And, you know, on this show, I told if this meal is not good, you're never going to hear from me again. I put a lot of pressure on this
right?
man. Everything was homemade. Everything was outstanding. I even had elk, people. I ate elk. Who eats elk? It was different. But you are very creative. And, you know, I know you – tell us more about you, how you got started. Let's talk about the restaurant. Let me shut up and you start talking. Tell us about the restaurant. And you've been there almost a year, right?
Right, I've been there probably roughly 10-ish months. It's farm to table, trying to get a little modern twist on it, keeping everything local.
Farm
seasonality
to table.
Is really important
mm-hmm.
to me. And I use the only local farms and local produce. Everything's within about 250 miles of Chicago. So I try and help out all the local farms as I can and keep things as fresh as possible. Keep it really simple and basic and rustic. Really keep it as fresh as possible, but keeping it within a couple hundred miles of Chicago, so there's really no excuse for anyone to be sitting around or coming out of a jar or a can looking at everything's homemade and good and fresh, really.
Yeah, that
so,
is amazing.
The most part.
Everything. Even he showed me the homemade mayonnaise.
Yes.
I got a little tour of the kitchen.
Pickles, mayonnaise,
and I opened up the fridge.
Hot sauce, jar and air, everything. It's all homemade here.
The jar and air is even homemade?
Yes, jar and air, everything. The hot sauce, the wings, barbecue sauce. There's nothing that comes out of a can or a jar. That's the first thing I had to do when I got here was change all that around. So,
apparently, that is so
really the only way for me to do it.
For a busy restaurant, but that's the beauty of this restaurant, and that's why I'm having him on my show, people, because it's a good thing, and we like to promote good things. And this meal that I had was outstanding. Let me tell you, every plate that came out was like a kid winning the grand prize game. Every time. It was hilarious.
Nice,
every time you came out with a new meal, the server came out, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. And then we thought we were done with our meal, and then more comes out. And so I like
you're
to
not
going to
be skinny if you come in.
It was really outstanding, and you really should be commended for that and recognized for that because it's not an easy thing. I know as a mother who cooks, I like
right.
to cook. I cook a lot of things out of a jar and a can and a box.
Sometimes
and,
you have to your house.
Yeah, you got to. Now you've got little ones at home too. It's just that's the amazing thing. How are you able to balance what you do at the restaurant with your family life? So you know that's no small task there. That's for sure. So tell us your background too, Tyler, because I know you used to. You were out in Naperville, my neck of the woods, at one time.
Yeah, I grew up out in the western burbs in Wheaton, lived in Naperville off and on the last 15 years. So I've worked all over downtown Naperville, and Naperville Marriott, Heaven on 7, Maggiano's, Tango. You name it, Naperville, I've probably worked there for the most part.
So you've seen the good and bad. You've seen the good and bad and
yes.
all kinds
definitely,
of ways.
Definitely seen all the good
right?
and bad. Oh, for sure. You know, and even out in the burbs, it's hard to find really top-notch chefs. A few that are I trained under the best of them, from Jimmy Bannis, Jeff Ryan, to Jimmy Sneed, Nathan Enders, Keith Willis. So I learned everything that I could from the better chefs the suburbs could attract, and I think it's working out fairly well.
Wow. So
April's not a bad season for the suburbs. April's not bad at all, really. Overall.
Overall, pretty decent town to get a decent meal. But, you know, folks, if you want to go to Chicago, and you got to go to Chicago every once in a while, if you're out in the suburbs
Definitely.
Listening to the show and thinking of a place to go eat in Chicago, I would highly recommend this. I'm not getting paid a dime. I just know that when you hear about a good thing, you want to celebrate it and tell people about it. And so, hey, I'm lucky enough I have a show and I can talk to you on the air. Now, the next dessert is on you, though. Let me just tell you. And I'm kidding. So check out Beyond. They're in what's the hotel that you're in?
It's actually a Courtyard by Marriott.
A Courtyard by Marriott. Okay.
Things I try and make sure it's an experience you won't get at a typical hotel or restaurant. If you came in from one side of the hotel, you probably wouldn't know when you walked in the restaurant or inside of a hotel. If you come from the other side, where you're entering through the courtyard, you probably wouldn't expect to see a nice restaurant on the other side of the lobby. It's a little surprising to most people, I think, that come through here.
Yeah, I didn't even feel like I was in the near a lobby of a hotel. It was very comfortable. I even loved the way the look of the restaurant was. I felt like I was downtown, which, you know, it's kind of cool.
Yeah,
but you guys are remodeling,
right?
You're
going to
be
remodeling
the restaurant, too?
It's all going to be brand new. It looks really pretty by springtime. It'll be a little more sleek and upbeat compared to what it is now. It looks pretty nice now, but we're remodeling the entire hotel, so it's going to really be a really nice property pretty soon. Brand new store there. And,
oh.
Yeah, it's on its way to be looking really nice in here.
Well, when you mentioned that, I thought, well, what's to improve? It's very nice, but I guess you never know. You know, it's nice to update, but the
exactly.
food, you know, I think you could be what can I say? I don't want to insult. I love the Billy Goat, but you could be serving that food in the Billy Goat and still be delicious. It'd be a great environment. As long as it's good food, that's what people remember, you know.
It's the most important thing there.
So what is something that you're going to make that's fresh this week? I know I had the salmon. I had the elk. I told you guys that. I had the salmon. It was amazing. And I'm a big salmon person. And that was just – I still think about that meal. In fact, Tyler, when you sent me pictures to post on Facebook, when you sent that salmon, I'm not kidding you. My mouth instantly started to water up. That's never
nice.
Happened in my life, really.
That's a good thing.
That happened. It's a good thing. I also love the cheese platter. The cheese platter was phenomenal. Tell us about that cheese platter, why it's so special.
Our cheeses and our charcuterie, I can't make every single piece of charcuterie in-house, so I use Smoke and Grease from Indiana. It's only a couple hours away. The cheese is all from Carr Valley, Ludwig Farms, all local Wisconsin and Michigan, and Illinois creameries make some delicious cheese. Again, I always try to keep it local. But some of that stuff's really delicious. Ludwig Creamery is one of my favorites. Zingerman's is great. And Carr Valley is probably my all-time favorite. So trying to keep a nice selection rotating every week of whatever I get my hands on. That's going to be a little more out of the ordinary. Something you can't pick up at Whole Foods or go to local markets, you know. The charcuterie, the elk that you had was one of my favorites. Really delicious.
Yeah, I love that. I love how everything, when you brought out, so I felt very special. You brought out stuff to our table. And everything, every dish, everything that was on the dish, you had something to say about it. You know, and it was special.
There's a lot of work that goes into every little ingredient.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
So I thought that was pretty cool. I thought that was very cool.
Even on the our cheese boards, even the mustard is homemade on there and everything. I put a lot of work into every little detail I have and every ingredient. I care passionately about everything that goes on the plate.
Well, that's what makes you one of the top chefs in Chicago, in my opinion. You know, I'm going to start featuring more chefs on this show, but I have to say, so you're like the first chef ever I've had on the show. Besides, let me take that back.
Nice.
I had on celebrity chef, what's his name? Tim? Why am I drawing a blank? Robert Irvine. You know him?
Okay, nice.
Robert Irvine.
Well, I don't know him personally, but I know who he is.
Okay, well, he was on the show, and I loved him. He was great, but I've never tasted his food. I hear good things about him. But he's, like, you know, worldwide. This is great because you're, like, Chicago.
You got some large shoes to fill, yeah.
Well, you know what? So you're like the very first Chicago chef. So, and I love this. This is a great restaurant. It's called Vion. Check it out. It's in the Courtyard by Marriott Hotel, but you'd never know it. Not that that's a bad thing. Marriotts are nice hotels. In fact, the Naperville Marriott Chicago out here in Naperville, the big supporters of the Dolly McCarthy Show, and we've given out lots of great things from those folks over there. So that's it's a nice hotel. But anyway,
that's actually the last restaurant that I worked in before I came here.
Oh, yeah? Okay, well, Tyler, yeah. You know what? Tyler Nelson, up-and-coming, rising celebrity chef. You heard him here on the Dolly McCarthy Show. I'm glad that I had you on. And
yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me.
Keep up the good work
Sounds
over
good.
There. You're going places. That's
definitely.
A scary thing. You're doing such a great job. We don't want you to leave Chicago. So what happens when we finally get someone amazing? They either leave and go to L.A. or New York. You're not going to leave, right? You're from Wheaton.
If my wife hasn't seen the matter, I'll be here for a while.
All right.
She usually wins the battle, so I'll be around for a while.
All right.
Definitely. Thanks for having me, Dolly.
Let her keep winning.
Of course.
I'll be back. I'm going to be coming in to see you soon, my friend. Check
Sounds
out
great.
Beyond,
Look
everybody.
Forward to it.
Tyler Nelson, I posted some pictures from his menu on Facebook and Twitter. We got to post some more. I got a ton of great pictures. But you'll check out Beyond. It's delicious. He does a great job. We love good things. Thanks, Tyler.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I gotta play a quick promo, and we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Court Carpenter. You are listening to the. Hey, this is Court Carpenter. Get your koozies ready to go because you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yes. Oh, Court Carpenter. Let me tell you guys. I forgot to upload this on my studio, but he's got a new song, by the way, that's out. It's called "Let Me See Your Koozie." I wanted to mention that. So check out "Let Me See Your Koozie." You can download the song on iTunes. Or go to Court's website, courtcarpenterbelieve.com. Does that sound right? Yeah, I think so. And check out the song there. It's really, really, really fun. All right, well, we had a great show today. It was great talking to Tyler Nelson from Beyond, one of my new favorite restaurants in downtown Chicago. And, of course, it was so great to talk to Gil Fonker, who's the president and CEO of Markland, the non-for-profit organization that serves children and adults with profound developmental disabilities. I really like when we find these not-for-profits. I mean, this not-for-profit's been around for, what, almost 50 years? And I'm just hearing about it? So can you imagine all the other people that haven't heard about it? And I feel like I'm in the know with the not-for-profit world. But it's kind of sad that I didn't know. But here we are. We are educating. I'm educating myself and my listeners. Thank you for listening to this, for information about this new not-for-profit. Hope you go out and support it. They're having that race, the rock and roll race, coming up in October. Okay, well, I think we got everything in that we needed. So we always have a lot of announcements. We will bring you the Daughtry promo. You'll hear Daughtry. He's going to be at Last Fling on Saturday, the Saturday of September 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, Labor Day weekend. Don't miss it, the Dolly McCarthy Show Entertainment Stage, along with Homebridge Financial. We will be at that stage all weekend long with lots of great entertainment throughout the weekend. So I hope you don't miss it. Come out and see us at the Naperville JC's Last Fling. All right, it's time to end the show on a good note. You know how I like to do it. Stay positive. I want to remind you, stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow me on Twitter and now on Instagram. And thanks so much for listening, everybody. We will see you or hear you next week. In the meantime, make it a good one. Be good, everybody. So long.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I said hello, Dolly. I said hello, Dolly. What's up, girl? She's bringing the news. I said
hello, Dolly. Looking swell, Dolly. So nice to have you back where you belong, Dolly.
I feel good. I
knew that I would not. So good, so good, I got to you. Oh, I feel nice.